Hello and welcome to another episode of Party of Ones. I'm Lori.
And I'm Rachel.
And today is kind of a day full of updates. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Since we've recorded a podcast. We've been busy people and in a not busy way because of the
pandemic,
but still busy. And
it's been things. We've had things.
So we kind of want to do a fun update podcast. And Rachel has been working really hard and taking notes over the last few weeks. And I'm super excited with all her things.
Stay tuned.
So welcome. So what would you title this episode?
Well, what I titled the note in my phone to prepare for this episode is it's a no for me.
It's a no for me.
A la, Randy Jackson in his American Idol days.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a no for me. Or Shark Tank.
Yeah. For those reasons, I'm out.
I'm out.
For those reasons, I'm out is like the classier version of what this list is. When this list is just like an automatic, like, it's a no for me. It's not gonna pan out.
It's not for me, is what I would say.
Yeah. And before we get to that, though, I wanted to say we didn't record a podcast episode last time we were supposed to, because you went to visit your brother and I had my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
So we were really, We weren't in podcasting form.
We were not.
One, because we were not around, and one, because my whole face hurt so badly that I was not thinking about recording a podcast.
It's hard for me to believe that was 2 weeks ago already.
Because it feels like a long time ago, or because it feels like a short time ago?
I feel like it seems like a short time ago. Do you feel like it was a long time ago?
I lost a lot of days.
Yeah.
And also, I think time means nothing anymore. Yeah. If this pandemic time has taught us anything, it's that time means nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of things mean nothing.
Well, and I think it is a little bit exacerbated right now for you and I, especially because we're on summer break.
Yes.
So we have the summer break compiled with pandemic life.
Yeah.
Where we consistently have said to each other many times, time has no meaning right now.
Yeah.
Time is irrelevant.
Yeah. And normally during this time, it's like my time to be free to make whatever decisions I want.
Right.
But right now that is not true.
Right.
Which I fully support. I feel like I need to say. I complain about, but also put on a mask and, you know, do what you're asked.
Yep, I agree. But I feel like everything's just a little bit different. But like today, I had to continually remind myself what day of the week it was.
Oh, I have a joke. I kept thinking it's Saturday.
I thought it was Saturday. I thought it was Saturday all day. I'm supposed to be, which even now it seems a little bit late, I'm supposed to be watching a friend of mine's cats that were my foster kittens.
Oh.
And to check on them while they go up to their lake house this weekend. And she said she would get back to me when it got closer to the weekend to give me details. And I feel like we're about as close as we can get
to the weekend.
And I still haven't heard anything. But I kept like having to remind myself, like, wait, am I watching these cats?
That is something I need to know about. Yeah.
Like, I think I need, I'm around, but also I kind of need to work out my schedule around that. So, but my days have been all messed up.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking like, oh, she should have gotten to me now. She should have gotten to me now.
Yeah. The other day at a meeting, I said that should happen on the 12th, as though the 12th was still going to happen. But the day of the meeting that I said that was the 16th.
Yeah.
And then somebody at the meeting had to say, it's the 16th. And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I've lost so many days. And then like somebody asked something else, and I was like, couldn't tell you. I don't know. No. I feel like I just emerged from my own little world, and I've lost like 11 days.
Yeah.
And that's a bad feeling to lose that much time. And I do resent it.
I do have to say, if you were ever going to lose that time, now is probably
Now's when it would have to happen, because could I have worked while I was feeling that?
No,
I couldn't have. Well, I probably would have, but I would have hated it even more.
Yeah, it would have been, I mean, to forcibly not be able to do anything and then also medically not be able to do anything kind of works out.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen me. I will go to school with nearly any affliction.
Near death.
Yeah. The one year I drug myself into school for a half day because there was parent-teacher conferences that night and there were there were parents I needed to talk to. And I literally was laying on some desks in Lori's room that were like pushed together.
Yep.
And my arms are like fully extended at my side. And I'm like sitting on a chair but also leaning. I look like I'm dead. And one of our former colleagues had that picture a lot and would pull it up and be like, is this how you feel today? Is this what kind of day we're having? So I would go.
Yeah.
But it would have been way worse for sure. So I did feel like it was a blessing for sure to have that time to like heal and be able to lose 11 days and have that not be really the worst thing that's happened. So I'm on the up and up.
Yeah.
You're back. So here we are. We're ready, baby.
Yep. Yep.
And I have been, not that was just to say secretively, because that makes it sound like I like have some diabolical plan, but I hadn't mentioned to you that I was prepping for this episode.
No.
I was just like aggregating data.
I'm really excited because we've reached a point, I think, in our podcasting where every time it's like, okay, we got to come up with something else to talk about.
Gotta think of something.
What are we going to talk about? Because all of the things, you know, when we first started, we had a list of like 30 things that we wanted to talk about. It just seemed like we had so many podcasts we could cover. And now, especially with the pandemic, it's kind of like, okay, nothing's going on. So what do we talk
about? And for a while there, it was like, well, nothing's going to change in the near, like, the next month. Like, I know what I'm going to be doing for the next month. I'm going to be sitting in my apartment.
Yeah.
Like, So I chose a pandemic as the time to get brave and jump into the online dating pool. It was not good timing.
No.
It continues to not be good timing. And if I'm honest, I'm not having a great time. All that to say, I don't regret doing it. I do feel like it's something that will continue and needs to be at least some part of my dating narrative.
Yeah.
But at the same time, throughout this process, I've just been bewildered by some of the things that I've come across, and I have trouble with the things that I find because my inner dialogue is very critical, as you know, which is like a hallmark of being a one, is that your inner critic, both for yourself and for others, is often the loudest voice that you hear. And there are times when I don't know if I'm being critical or if I should be the amount of bewildered and put off that I am by the things that I'm seeing.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm going to be critical. I turn people away on online dating for things like calling me honey, but spelling it H-U-N-N-I-E. And I'm like, and we're done.
I love that, though. Like, that's how I feel.
And
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
We're all done.
The other day I was with Carolyn, who is a much more forgiving and loving person than probably either of us. And I had Bumble pulled up and I was swiping and I said something and his bio did not have any punctuation. It was
I hate that.
Long.
I can't do it.
It was like at least 10 lines.
I can't do
and
it.
And there was not a single N punctuation.
Oh.
And I was nightmare. Just like, don't know punctuation. Bye bye. And I swiped and Carolyn went, oh wow. No. Like, am I? Is this why I'm going to die alone? Because I'm too critical? And because I get rid of you because you don't know what a period is?
I also swipe for the same reason. If I see a very long thing, I'm like, nope.
It's not even
with nothing.
A hint.
I have seen so many without any capital letters, without any punctuation. I'm like, just throw
Here's
one
my thing,
period
though.
In there.
If you can write a whole paragraph without any end punctuation, just completely ignoring the rules of the English language, what other areas of your life are you completely ignoring the rules in? And is that person for me? Absolutely not.
Well, and as a teacher, I think, did you not go to school? How is it not ingrained in your mind to put a period at the end of a sentence to capitalize the first letter of a sentence? You learned that in first grade.
So I would say that's like on the low end of the bewildering things that I found. And some of the things just really, I can't even. So well, I devised a little game for us.
I am so excited.
Where I will propose a phrase.
Okay.
And you can tell me either right off the bat, it's a no for me, or you can ask questions, or right off the bat, if you would like, you can tell me that's probably okay.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll call this game, it's a no for me.
Okay. Oh, I'm so pumped.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. The first one on the list is elaborate costumes.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, that's not even just a pass. That's a take snapshots and show my friends the ridiculousness.
I have done that. Situation. One, I believe it was Darth Maul.
Oh, God.
Do you know who Darth Maul is?
I do.
Man fully painted, like, prosthetic horns.
The red
horns.
And no. Like, no.
Why?
And why him? Why a bad guy?
Like, and also,
of all of them.
Why? Just like, I can't even come up with a question. Like, who do you think this is going to attract? Are there people that this, like, really speaks to? Maybe. Maybe I'm just not that person.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, look at cosplay.
Why do you put that as, like, and this wasn't, like, hidden deep in it, like, his profile. I want to say this was, like, pick two.
Yeah.
Full Darth Maul geesh.
I'm going to say, I know lots of people into cosplay.
Yeah, which is fine for other people, but it's
that's
a no
a hard,
for me.
That's a hard pass.
I've seen things ranging from, like, very elaborate elf costumes. Not, like, Christmas elf, but, like, nymph elf.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. I've seen a lot of random, I assume, video game character costumes. But anytime I see it, a lot of period costumes, like people at Renaissance fairs or at some gathering where that is
that's a thing
normal. And I feel badly because I feel like sometimes it's like I feel really good about that person and then I hit that last picture and they're in a costume and I think like, why you gotta be in a costume? I can't do it.
You know, what's interesting about that all is in all of the online dating I've done, I rarely run into anyone in costume and I have to wonder if it's a generational thing.
Maybe.
Because like the men I'm looking at are anywhere from age like 42 to 50 and I think I have maybe seen costume once or twice.
Oh, I see it way more than that.
I have to really say, I wonder if it's kind of a generational
thing. If you're into that, great. I'm happy that you have a hobby that you like. Yeah. I just don't know that I could ever be
in a situation
where I'm supportive of that. And I don't even really like Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even remember the last time I had a Halloween costume where I was, like, fully in costume.
I don't even care. Yeah.
So it's just, I'm sure that there maybe is somebody who really likes that. It's just not me.
Yeah.
All right. So you would say it's a no for you?
It's a no for me.
Okay. Next one. Okay. Anybody that's described as, quote, mom approved.
Oh, I've seen that before. I don't swipe right for those people either.
Oh, you don't even need to ask any questions. You just know. It's a no.
I mean, I've seen people, I have seen men say, I'm the type of man you take your take home to see,
your
to
mom
meet
will
your
love
mom.
Me.
Your mom will love me.
I want to be like, my mom will not love you because I met you on Bumble. So whoever you are, my mom is, you're going to have an uphill battle.
I want to say something like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You don't know my mom.
I'll be friends with your dad. Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, great. Let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah.
not interested. No. I don't know that that's an automatic no for me.
I think if they...
But that compiled on other things could be a no for me.
Well, and I know on Bumble, you have to start the conversation. Yeah. But on others, if somebody started a conversation with me and that was in their thing, maybe I would entertain the conversation a little bit. But then ultimately, that could be the icing on the cake where I say, we're all done.
Yeah. Okay. This one. Bloody animals.
That's disgusting. I see that a lot where they'll be holding up as they've hunted, like, look at this giant rat I killed, or rabbit, or deer. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Deer or raccoon. I've seen all kinds. The hunters.
I see mostly deer and birds, like big birds.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Geese or there, turkeys or...
There was one picture of a dude I saw, and he had, like, I want to say, like, 30 pheasants, dead pheasants lined up in front of him. And I was like, no.
It's a no for me. My thing is, which I think is really funny, is sometimes in the same profile, you can have a picture of, like, man holding random baby. Has usually clarified not his baby.
Right.
And I always feel like those pictures are included to be like, I'm a safe person.
Right.
People let me hold their babies. But then in the same profile, when you scroll, there is like a full picture of him covered in blood holding up the antler of a deer that it just killed. And I'm always like, no.
I've just never been able to date a hunter.
I feel like if you hunt in a casual way, I might be able to be okay with it. But if you hunt and then you take pictures of what you've killed and then you proudly post those pictures to be like, look how awesome I am. I killed this thing. I don't like that.
Yeah, look how manly I am for killing an innocent creature.
I don't think you are. And I also am from the city, so I don't really understand hunting to begin with. And, like, but I get it if it's, like, a family tradition and, like, you go on a, like, you're just a part of something, like, but I don't like it. I wouldn't like it. But the hard no for me is, like, the, I shoot guns and kill animals. Like, okay, well, you can do that for somebody else.
Yes.
Not for me. It's a no for me.
Also, I have felt many times, and I have been no for that, is if it were, like, the deer, like, and now I shall take it home and we shall process it and my woman shall cook it and we shall eat it.
I was like, I don't want to be that woman.
I don't want to be that person.
I'm not interested.
I'm not going to pull the venison out.
I'm also never going to be the kind of person who's like, yes, let me fill my freezer with a bunch of meat that you went out and killed.
Yeah.
Like, I think that
my
is
entire
so
freezer is stocked.
Weird. I think it's so weird. I can't get by. Like, we have to have an extra freezer in the garage to hold all
and
the meat.
And I do
that
know people
killed.
Who do that.
Yes.
And it's just not for me.
And if it makes sense for them, great. But
I
it's
can't do
not
it. No,
me.
I can't do it.
I want one fridge with food that was procured from the grocery store.
Yeah.
If that makes me... I don't even know what it would make me.
Citified.
High maintenance or prissy or I don't know. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, next up. Only dogs.
Clarify.
Do you have some questions? Like, I have
no
seen...
No pictures of them? Just
I've
dogs?
Seen pictures where either one, every picture is them with a dog. Or two, there's a lot of times where there will be full pictures of just a dog, no person. And then their bio says something like, I'm just here to find a dog mom.
I've seen a dog mom.
Just a single dog dad looking for a dog mom. I'm not trying to be your dog's mom under any circumstances. And also the ones of just their dog. Am I on here to look at dogs?
So, first of all, anyone who doesn't have a picture of themselves on is an immediate no for me. I move on. They will post pictures about other things, and there's no picture of them, and it's a no, and I go. If you have a dog and you mention your dog and a picture has you with your dog in it, okay, that's fine. I like dogs. But if you are dog obsessive, that's a no.
Yeah, like everything is about you and your dog.
I think that makes it very clear that the woman will always come in second to the dog or dogs.
I just can't, and okay, maybe again, maybe this is just me. I didn't grow up having pets.
Yeah.
I think pets are fine, but I also think they're pets. So I just can't get behind the, like, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, you're going to have to get along with my dog. Like,
okay. I can understand that because I am a pet person.
But to say that off the top, also your dog is neurotic. It doesn't like any men. So if you're waiting for a man who automatically gets along with your dog, you're going to be waiting a long time.
I do not. In fact, it's a fear of mine. Like, what if I start dating someone? I have to bring them to my house and introduce them to the lady. It's going to be terrifying. No, I do understand loving your pets, though.
Yes, but yeah.
If your pets dictate your life, that makes things a little bit hard. And that's coming from a person who's got three pets.
Yes.
Who has had to say many times, like, well, I just got to run home and let the dog out first.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm at the lower end of the spectrum where there are people that are obsessive and
single dog dads looking for a dog mom.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you.
No. What else you got?
All right. Slightly conceited.
Oh, those people exist all over the place. Do they say slightly conceited?
But it isn't a no for you. I don't think they come out and say that they're slightly conceited, but it's like, you can tell that they think a lot of themselves.
That is,
it's like a little bit of a douchey vibe.
That is a, because I think there is a fine line online dating between making yourself look good, giving out enough information, but not coming off as conceited. And I think it's a hard line to find. And so I would say I would give that a conversation chance, mm-hmm, and then determine from there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm also not somebody, though, who is put off by people, like, by people that other people would define as, like, cocky. Mm-hmm. That's not a turn-off to me. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, but there are other people who, like, that's, like, the top of their list of things they, like, cannot tolerate.
I think it's hard because you want somebody to be confident.
Yeah.
But also not too confident.
Right. Yeah.
And so everybody's, you know, that's subjective.
And it can be hard to judge just from, like, what you're provided. Like, I don't always know. But yeah. Yeah, I fall in the same camp for that one. All right. Next up. This is kind of in the same vein, but, like, chaotic energy. Like.
Oh, I can't do that.
Just like, and I don't even know, like, the words to put to it, but you know what I mean, right? When I say, like, this person just has a chaotic energy, it's always a no for me. No, I'm always like, I can't bring that into my life. Can't. Like, there's no way.
Based on the level of organization that I have and time scheduling issues and the, in general, anal retentiveness that I carry, that is not for me.
It's just like, and I don't even know, like, sometimes, like, there's not even anything, like, specific that I can point to, but I get to, like, the end of their profile, I'm just like, you got a chaotic energy, bro. It's not for me. It's not for me. I don't know how to describe it any other way. Yeah, I agree. All right, next up is a problematic name.
There are certain names that I swipe left for no matter what.
What are those names?
Michael. That's the name of my son. Tom, the name of my ex. And then Paul, the name of my dad.
Yeah. Luckily, my dad doesn't have a very common name, so I don't run people my age, I don't run across a lot of them. So that one's not an issue. But, like, there are other people that have names that are close to people who I cannot see myself entering into a relationship with.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is this a good enough reason to say no?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
One of my cousins dated, I forget the name, but he had, like, three girlfriends with the name of Allison or something like that. There were so, and we would be like, what? Who? What? And it was just, like, by the time you get to the third one, Like, why are you still dating someone with that name? Because people, like, he would be like, this is Allison. I'd be like, oh, I thought you broke up with Allison. No, this is a new Allison.
Allison number two.
Oh, well, what happened to the first Allison? Well, it didn't work out. And then the next time you see him, he was with another Allison. And it's like, well, who's this Allison? Well, this is a different one. But the other didn't. No. No.
I know somebody who married someone with the same first name as their mom, spelled the same way. And I don't know that it's a very common spelling of that name.
Wow.
I just think that's weird. I don't know that I could do it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that it's an automatic no, except for maybe my dad's name. That would probably be an automatic no for me. But other people, I feel like I would just be hesitant.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, problematic name. Or sometimes I feel really bad because it's like a name that I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, that cannot be your name.
Mm-hmm. I think that many times.
And when I think that cannot be your name, I don't want to have the conversation of like, what is your actual name?
Yeah.
And then why are you on here not using your actual name? I don't have time.
Yep.
So that's a no for me.
Yep.
All right. Next up. Celebrity meet and greet. Pick.
What is this?
So it's like a profile where one of their pictures is like them with some kind of celebrity.
Oh.
Generally at some kind of meet and greet.
Wow, I don't know. I want to say that's a generational thing because I've never seen that before.
Really?
My age group.
Oh, I see it all the time.
No, that's got to be a generational
And sometimes thing. It's like you can't tell if it's like it looks like somebody who maybe is famous and they're like, I don't know, is this a celebrity or is this like their uncle? You don't really know. And then like most of the time it's just like somebody that I don't know. But, yeah, but the celebrity picture is a weird flex to me. I don't understand it.
Is that an image idea of a name drop?
I think it is.
An image drop? Yes.
It's like I go to meet and greets and I've met this person.
Mm-hmm. Are these the same people who are dressing up?
Sometimes. It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the celebrity meet and greet is just weird to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I can't imagine meeting someone famous and then thinking of that picture. I'm going to use this picture on a dating website because someone's going to see this picture and then want to date me. I just think it's weird thinking.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I think that there are some people who would tell me that that's me thinking too much into it. But that's Carolyn. What I think.
Yeah.
I can't help it. That is how my brain is wired. All right. Last up for this game, amateur bodybuilder.
Any picture that is a gym pic is an automatic swipe left for me. So anytime.
Aren't even gym pics. It's like they legitimately are doing like bodybuilder competitions.
I've seen that too. Nope, nope, nope. Hard pass. Nope. Immediate. Gone.
There is a point where it's too muscly.
Mm-hmm.
Too muscly. And I think to myself, I live in a very small space. Where am I going to put you?
Yeah, their shoulders are real broad and they have to walk around like a...
Can't put their arms around.
Like Popeye. No.
Yeah, I don't... There is a point. No, once you pass that point, it's too late.
You know what? I don't want to date anybody who says to me, I can't see you this evening. I'll be at the gym. Because what they're saying is, I will be at the gym for 5 hours working out. So I cannot see you because all know that I'm about 45 minutes of working out and that's my tops. And even then I'm cranky at that point. And if I can get it under a half hour or less. But I have known people who have said, I'm sorry, I can't go out. I'll be at the gym. And my first thinking is, why are you going? Why can't you still go out? You'd be at the gym for like half an hour. And then I realized, no, they're there the entire evening.
It's a full night activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
It's a no.
Too muscly. Also, I don't understand, like, why they also have to be orange.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The spray tan.
Yeah, but why?
Because they do spray tan because they think they look attractive.
But they're very orange.
Yeah. They don't see it.
So their regular skin tone would be less appealing with that much muscle?
To them.
They have a,
anybody who's super muscly, I think, is tan. I mean, they also gym tan laundry. That's the motto.
Well, there is a specific episode of Queer Eye that I think all those people should watch. It's from the newest season. It's very good. They go to the Jersey Shore. They help a guy who is a gym tan laundry. He's living that gym tan laundry life.
Yeah.
They help him out. Jonathan Van Ness has a very nice conversation with him about tanning and how it's destroying his skin. And I think everyone should watch it. It's very good. All right. So the rest of the data that I've aggregated are just some things that I've seen. Some of them are direct quotes and some of them are like stories of things that have happened to me. One of them I want your opinion on because I want to know if it makes... I can't remember if this is from somebody's profile that I swiped right or left on. I don't remember what happened to them. So I can't say that this was a deal breaker because I literally have no memory of whose profile it even came off of. Okay, but it says, looking for the peanut to my butter. Does that track for you? I have like a, you know how on the SAT they make you like make relationships?
Yeah.
That one like of those. And but I don't think that relationship tracks.
No, it should be looking for my peanut butter to my jelly.
Thank you.
It shouldn't be peanut to
it's
butter.
It's not just like there's sticks of butter walking around looking with, for a peanut.
No.
It's there's peanut butter walking around looking for jelly, right? Yeah. Okay, I agree. I thought that was weird.
I think that person tried to be funny, but is also dumb.
That person got a low score on their SATs because that is not a relationship that tracks.
They tried to figure that out.
They tried to swim in a pool that was deeper than they were ready for, and they couldn't
do
it.
No.
They couldn't do it. Very similarly, you find a lot of, like, the looking for the blank to my blank, and a lot of them are characters, and some of them I don't understand because some of them are, like, very problematic relationships. Like, you really want to be those people? Like, you see a lot of, like, Jim and Pam from The Office. A lot of, which I don't think those are problematic. Some Michael Scott's and Holly's, but also like again, you want to be Michael Scott.
I don't
want like,
to date Michael Scott or be Michael Scott.
No,
so.
I also don't want to be Holly.
No,
like I think Holly's really weird. Mm-hmm. But some of them I'm just like that. He's not a good person. Like not just with Michael Scott, but like with other like and I can't even think of them right now. But I'm like that's a weird relationship that you're drawing because like now I think maybe you are a bad judge of character.
Like,
You can't watch that show and see that that's messed up. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So whenever I think, and that brings me to a different point. There's a lot of men on Bumble and Hinge that talk a lot about sense of humor. They find sense of humor to be very important.
Okay.
Or they just talk about it in different ways. And I would say that I'm a person who has a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I kind of value that about myself. But I also don't know that, like, all those people who are saying they want someone with a good sense of humor, if that's really what they want. I feel like they want someone who just, like, tacitly laughs at whatever they do. Which does not mean they have a good sense of humor.
I think those people want someone who has the same sense of humor
as
they
them.
Do.
Right.
Because there are several different kinds of sense of humor.
Yes.
And they very often don't go together.
Which brings me to a good one. It says, quote, you're okay with a dark sense of humor. That always
like
makes me
ones.
Very nervous. Because
I don't
I'm
like those ones.
What are you, like, what do you mean?
Do
like,
you know,
because I feel like generally people who categorize themselves as someone with a, quote, dark sense of humor are scary.
They're scary. And I think also I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like people who say they have a dark sense of humor are trying to make an excuse for making slurs.
Yes, or having jokes about things
saying,
that shouldn't be
joked
about.
Why are you getting offended about it?
Yes.
It's just a joke.
Yes. I just have a dark sense of humor.
I just have a dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
That bothers me, where they downgrade some kind of, like, bullyism, essentially.
Yes.
To... Why it's just supposed to be funny. You don't have a good sense of humor. I don't like that.
It's like, you're right. If you think that that's what's having a sense of humor is, then you're right.
I don't want that sense of humor. So
another direct quote from someone's profile is, quote, "You have a decent sense of humor and aren't a stick in the mud."
What? I've seen that.
But I just think, like, what are you hoping to get? Like,
I'm going to say somebody is saying something like that because in their previous relationship, they were dating somebody
who they feel like was a stick in the mud. Gotcha. But I think it's the same thing where it's like they're doing things that they think are funny that other people are telling them are problematic. And they're just like, well, you're just a stick in the mud.
Right. They don't see it as their own problem.
Right.
But it could also be that that person matches your sense of humor, but didn't match the other person's.
Right. Right.
And so you wouldn't feel that way.
Right.
You know, that one's very subjective as well.
It's just confusing. And yeah. And also, like, historically, men don't really like girls that are funny. That's not on the top of their list.
No, because it's more of a strong woman category. That's more of, like, strong women are funny and
aren't afraid to be independent. Silly and,
You know, they're very aware and confident in themselves, and men don't always like that.
I feel like you're complimenting me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're like, we're not talking about you.
But it's fine.
But yeah, I feel like you're asking for something that you don't really mean.
Yeah.
But also, like, even that, like, saying, like, you're not a stick in the mud, there's a lot of profiles which I don't know that people know that they're writing them this way, or maybe they do and they're just, like, bad people. But, like, they, like, slightly cut you down before they even talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, I bet I'm a better cook than you. Or, like random stuff like that. Like, can do blah, blah, blah better than you. Like, okay. Like, I don't, one, don't care. And two, like, why are you, I just feel like you're already making assumptions about me. You haven't even met me. Like, we've literally not exchanged any words. And, like, you're ready to show me how you're better than me. Like, okay, great. Like, good for you. Those are always just weird for me because I'm like, did you mean it like this? Or do you, like, are you just trying to say that you're good at something? But why not just say that you're good at something? Why do you have to say it like, I'm better at this than you?
Those are the people that I would say are conceited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Okay. The last one is a story. Are you ready? Story time.
The finale, if you will.
So, yeah. Okay. So I matched with this guy. And I actually have two stories.
Oh, okay. A double finale.
A double finale. Okay. I matched with this guy, and maybe you can tell me what happened, because I don't know. Okay. I matched with this guy. We started messaging on Bumble. And on Bumble, you can play this thing called the question game, where you send a question, and then the answer is locked until the other person responds. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that.
And then once the other person responds, both of your answers unlock and you can see them and talk about them, or you can send another question.
Okay.
Okay, so with this guy who I was mildly interested in, but didn't have, like, I wasn't like, woo.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, fine. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
So he immediately started after, like, the initial, like, hi, huh? Like, he started with the question game. So I was like, great. So we went back and forth. I felt like I was being charming and funny. And
I'm sure you will.
And he was, and he seemed like he was along for the ride. And then you can put in your own question where you totally make it up. And he put in his own question and said, what is your love language? And my love language is acts of service. And I put that in. And then once I answered it, it like revealed itself, and his was like words of affirmation or something. And then he unmatched me. So my question is, was that question a test? One. Two, did I fail that test because I have the wrong love language? And three, is it so important to him that he was literally like, this bitch, unmatch?
What I'm going to say about that situation, because I'm saying yes to all the things you're saying, is my guess is he was in another relationship where that female's love language was acts of service, and he went, oh no, we're not going down that road again. She's like,
she's a greedy bitch, can't get into it.
Can't do it.
She's going to be wanting me to do stuff 24/7.
It's going to be the same thing over again. Can't do it.
Wow. Well, I triggered him enough that he unmatched me.
Well, my ex, his love language kept coming up as words of affirmation, which was really hard for me because I didn't quite understand what he did at his job. And so he would tell me about things that happened. I'd be like, wow, great. Congratulations. I'm sure you did a great job. And he'd be like, well, which part? I'd be like, the whole thing.
All of it. Like, all of it.
And I feel like I failed frequently at the words of affirmation because I didn't understand what his jobs were. And then at home, he never did anything up to the level that I would want something to be done. And so it was really hard to give him
words of affirmation. I can't give you words of affirmation. You haven't earned them.
Because I would immediately think if I had just done it, it would have been done right or it would have been done better. And so it was really hard. So if somebody were to say to me, my love language is words of affirmation, I'm telling you, I would think twice. I'd be like, now I wouldn't say I would unmatch. Maybe I would continue the conversation a little bit. That was harsh. But my guess is, you know, my relationship was ended 5 years ago. Maybe this dude's had only ended a couple months ago and the wounds were fresh.
I got the chop.
Yeah.
Well, whoever you are, and if you're listening, just know that I don't know what we could have been.
That's clearly nothing.
Clearly nothing. Okay, story number two. This was on Hinge, okay. I believe. I matched with someone. He made a comment on one of my pictures. Because on Hinge, you don't swipe. Mm-hmm. You, like, specifically comment on things. And he commented on one of my pictures. And then we had been kind of texting or kind of messaging back and forth. Again, I was, like, there was nothing, like, sparky about
anything. Yeah, but it was, anything, I'll talk to you.
But it was like, well, it's mm-hmm. a pandemic. I have nothing else to do. He messaged the one morning and said, this is after, like, we've had virtually no conversation mm-hmm. up to this point. He messaged and said, hey, how's it going? And I messaged back and said, pretty good. I don't even know. And then I ended with, like, how are you? Or something like that. This is his direct message back. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Quote, listening to my parents' shih tzu lick himself is kind of disturbing. That was after, like, nothing. Not up to much. Then that.
Wow.
I just felt like it was so gross. I couldn't get over it. And I unmatched him.
I think that would be
I didn't
done.
Even respond. I was just like, no. Oh, we're done. I'm never going to be able to talk to you and not think about you using the word shih tzu lick or disturbing. No. I'm not going to be able to get over that. Maybe if I were a better person, I could, but I can't.
I just...
So my question is, one, do you know that you're being an asshole? And are you just being an asshole? Two, is that genuinely what you're sitting around thinking about and you don't have the social skills to know that that's not something that you say to a near stranger? Or three, is this somebody who's, like, I just, like, is this, like, some weird situation where this person is, like, I don't know, just on Hinge dicking around?
I'm baffled. I'm speechless. In no situation is it good. It would be an immediate unmatch for me.
Yeah, bye-bye. It was. I was.
I
like,
don't care what your reason for saying that is. Done. We're all done.
We're done. Yeah. Wow. So those have been my experiences, and I would say overall I'm not having fun, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, look at it this way. You've talked to more guys on this, doing this, than you had before. Not great conversations, but...
I guess it is something.
Something. It's a step in the right direction.
It feels like basically nothing.
I know.
It's like I'm trying to scoop a lot of sand into my hands.
Because there hasn't actually been a formal meeting.
No. And I feel like for a while that was, like, understandable because, you know, the whole world was shut down. Yeah. And as things open up, I'm hoping that maybe that comes into a possibility. But also, I have not matched with anybody who I would say I want to actually meet in person at this point.
That's the problem that I come across often, is that they'll say, like, well, I'd really like to meet you. And I sit there going, like, I don't really want to.
So
I'm just going to tell you no right now. It's not going to work out. And I do hear a lot of times, too, because I will get asked to get met often. And when I, you know, I'll say something like, you know, I just aren't feeling it. And it's, but we're just talking during text. What do you mean? Like, you really need to meet me to know. And I'm just kind of like,
oh, wow.
And no.
Wow. I also think that's probably a generational thing, because, like, I don't even feel like I've been close to anybody saying, like, let's meet in person.
I think it's got to be because, you know, people my age didn't start dating with text around.
Right.
That wasn't a thing. There wasn't online dating. So people my age in general, and myself included, prefer to meet in person at a fairly quick time. Like, if I'm talking to you for more than a week and you haven't even mentioned meeting,
right?
Yeah, bye bye.
Yeah,
we're all done, because I can't do that.
Well, you're not looking for a texting buddy,
right? I mean, if I want it, I have many texting buddies. I don't need more.
Well, and also right now, the people who do in their profile say, like, we'll meet up, also usually say something about, like, I don't care about. I don't care about Corona, or, like, I'm not worried about, and then I'm just like,
okay,
not for me. So I wonder if that will change in the next couple of weeks, but I'm willing to hang in there for a little while, but also at some point I think I'm gonna say it's not for me.
You're done. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. That's all we can do.
Just hang in there. Doing my part. I would just like everyone to know that I'm doing my part.
Yep. Good job.
Thank you.
Words of affirmation.
Thank you. See, you are good at it.
Well, when I think someone's actually doing a good job, I tell them they're doing a good job. I'm a teacher, for goodness sake. That's, you know, true. How many words of affirmation I have to give out every day?
Even when you don't
and
believe
a
it.
Mom.
When you say things
wow,
like,
buddy, that's the most exciting thing I've heard all day. Are you kidding me?
Or you're like, I know that you can do this. I know. And you don't know that they can do it. You don't know.
I mean, when my son tells me for the millionth time that Mew, who is a Pokemon, has such and such different power when they level up, and he finally got his Mew to level up, and now the Mew can do something different that it couldn't do before, I'm like, what? I'm so happy for you. That's great news. Wow. Mom, do you want to come see it? Yeah, I do. I don't. And I don't care.
In those moments, are you like, I really wish I had, like, someone else here who could go feign their approval and excitement in this?
And I have gotten to the point sometimes where after 15 minutes of the conversation, I look at him and go, buddy, I'm not listening to you anymore. Honey, you just have to, we gotta talk about something else.
This isn't for me.
Guys, can't talk about this anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
So, all right.
All righty.
So, if you want to comment in about Rachel's dating life,
got some advice.
If you have advice,
nice comments only. I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody's shit.
Everybody heard that, Carolyn. Then, you know, definitely feel free to write in if you want to share your own online dating. It's a no for me situation.
Anything you've encountered where you're like, wow, it's a no. We'd love to hear that.
Let us know. And we will come at you at the next podcast. It seems like whenever we feel like it. So
time is irrelevant.
Time has no meaning right now.
Bye.
Bye.